This is my rant to the truth movement, the truth seekers, the patriots, whatever we're calling ourselves. I started out about 10 years ago reading Zachariah Sitchin, and that led me to David Icke's book, The Biggest Secret, which led me to internet research. I was a believer in the whole 2012 paradigm and everything that went along with it. I was the picture of what a majority of the truth movement is right now. That is, that I believed 10 years ago as they believe now, which is that aliens somehow created us, genetically modified us. I believed that there were many dying and rising gods in ancient history, all of which had very similar characteristics to Jesus. And I believed that 2012 was a time of great turmoil, a pole shift, and a great cleansing of people was on the horizon. I submit to you that these three key aspects are the paradigm, which is so easy to find that you don't have to research it. You don't have to look to find this. This is the base concepts that most people are born with in the truth movement. You're not a renegade for figuring that out. Do you know how hard it is to find out the general consensus of the channeled information about 2012? All you have to do is look, turn on the TV, watch the Discovery Channel for, you know, an hour and a half. Watch the History Channel for an hour and a half, and you'll find all you need to know about that. You can run around telling everybody how much research you did, never realizing that those people that program those shows, I mean, they have an agenda. So the real paradigm shift for me was finding out that a lot of those concepts were served on a silver platter for me to consume. Then the real research was, well, why would these things be important to this group that I'm fighting? The answer lies in a basic concept that most of us have figured out by now. It almost seems too simple, but it's really not. You know that this tyrannical group of elites that really truly do run things at the highest levels have infiltrated almost every organization of any power at the top levels, have a belief system. The common thing people say is, well, whether you or I believe it, it doesn't matter because they believe it. Well, let's run with that for a little bit. These people are Luciferians. Now, I'm not going to say, well, that just proves something. No, we can go on a very basic religious concept. Let's not apply any Christian dogma to it right now. Let's just say, okay, Luciferians. Okay, that's fine. Well, they also, that's just a philosophy. They do have a religion, too. You can call it that. It sometimes can be just a series of rituals that they are forced under a matter of fear to take part in a lot of times. A lot of times they're forced to by their own addictions and things like that. There are high-level satanic rituals going on among the elites, and that includes child sacrifice, that includes the eating of human flesh. This includes things that we are peripherally aware of. We know they're into a lot of those things. So, and we also know that they control the newspapers and the television and the History Channel and all these things that we know and see on a day-to-day basis. They control the school system. So you can be reasonably sure that the information that they're providing to the schools, to the children, to learn, is the information that they approve of, at least at this stage in the game, when the corruption is rising to the top of the glass and about to spill over, if not already spilled over and is running all over the table. So, what do we see? We see the same thing building up every day. you see those three basic concepts being taught to us. Why? Why those three concepts? Because those are the building blocks for which the new world order will be built on. Listen, people are talking about unity. Everybody's saying, well, we need to unite. So it has a lot to do with Zeitgeist Addendum or whatever. We need this new socialist paradigm. Money is the problem. Money is the problem. Well, I suggest, first of all, that our problem has been the infiltration of that system that was good. We don't have capitalism right now. We only have the appearance of it. But that's really not the point. People are talking about unity while dividing us on dogmatic lines. People have said that about me for a long time, that I am dividing the truth movement. That's what I'm here to do. I'm some sort of agent, whether it's whatever it is today. I'm a Jesuit or a FBI agent or a CIA agent. And I'm here to divide us, to keep us from being united. Oh, you're going to be united. There's no doubt about that. I'm suggesting to you that the things that are suggested in Zeitgeist is just a ghost of what's coming. It's only the beginnings of a very serious mindset that can only be possible after a huge amount of turmoil. The chaos that's going to ensue is going to be on such a level as to be able to bring in a vastly different system. One that will be a hyper-socialistic state that nobody will disagree with. How can that happen? How can that happen? It doesn't matter if the war was absolutely brutal. How can that happen? When the new world order comes, you will think it is a good idea. You will not believe that it is what you've been fighting. You think that we are a small group of people that know about the new world order. That's not true. We are a large group. The mainstream does believe what the mainstream is told to believe, and that is even more dangerous because they will be introduced to this new paradigm, which is going to be oddly similar to the vast majority of the paradigm of the truth movement. They're going to believe that aliens seeded us by genetic engineering. They're going to believe in a utopia based on the idea that we are nothing more than the products of genetic engineering from an alien race. There may be a religious dogma associated with it, but I will tell you this, there will be unity. We will all be united in our new understanding of our origins. We will willingly do what the New World Order has been trying to do the whole time, which is get rid of our borders, national sovereignty. Those things are just holding us back. We will be united in our hatred against Christians because, after all, they were wrong. They are the problem. They are the ones holding us back. They are the ones who all these wars and all this turmoil is because of. Let me ask you something. What if I could tell you that general idea has been provided for you and none of it's true? That not only are Christians not responsible for any of the wars, but rather these same people are still responsible for the wars today that were responsible for the wars back then. The Crusades were in operation by the Vatican. Read the New World Order. The Inquisitions were to kill Christians. 100 million of them were burned alive. In China right now, the Catholic churches meet openly, but the Christians meet in small house churches under the cover of night under the threat of persecution and death. During World War II, the Nazi regime, the Catholic churches flourished while the Christians almost outnumbered the Jews in the Holocaust. But you do see people that would say, hey, you know what? I don't believe in this Catholic doctrine being burned alive. If you think that the one thing that we have been told, we have never been allowed off of our leash to believe, and this is crucial, is that the Catholic Church is any different than Christianity. I've talked to so many people that will never let go of that paradigm, because if they do, everything that they believe will crumble. And emperors like Nero tried to eliminate Christianity. They were being completely wiped out, but they kept growing. It was out of the control of Rome and Rome's system. It was, every time they killed a Christian, it would make it stronger. They were deathly afraid of Christians. Just read their writings. Read their writings. It's a matter of history. Now, Rome is the Catholic Church. About 300 years, they merged. They said, hey, if you can't beat them, join them. But instead of just joining them, they merged their ancient mystery religion with the general story of the religion they couldn't control. And then they forced everybody to join. That, of course, is not Christian teaching to begin with. Christianity, true Christianity, has never been above ground until very recently. And it's going to go underground once more. If you don't believe me, go look at the anti-Christian sentiment in the new truth movement. Most of you have the nerve to call yourselves atheists. You should rightly call yourselves anti-theists, since all you really know is that you don't want God. We have been told by Satanists what to believe about Jesus. Does anybody see anything wrong with that? And the only thing that can stop them is the authority that I believe was given to us 2,000 years ago. Now, if that's true, then the New World Order, if they are Satanists, has every reason in the world to discredit Jesus. Look, just think about trauma-based mind control. Some of you know about Operation Paperclip. Some of you know about the splitting of personalities, the creating of assassins and other jobs and people. Do you know why they tie that to satanic ritual abuse? Well, there's two reasons. One is because it also causes trauma to watch human sacrifice and other things. The sexual things that go on at those rituals cause splitting in themselves, but they can also use those rituals to attach specific types of demons to specific personalities. That does not make the entire personality demonized, but it does make one specific personality demonized. For instance, an assassin or even a sexual altar can be demonized, and they can be pushed down. Look, this is a major part of the power structure of the New World Order, is multiple personality. It's plausible deniability to the nth degree. If you have a Manchurian candidate that has no idea that they are a multitude of people, each one having a trigger and a specific job that can be utilized by those that created them and placed in power, then their entire structure is based on a system. A system that is vulnerable only to one authority. You had better believe that, and not be so naive to think that the New World Order does not have a specific reason to discredit one religion. Look, I know that they've told us so long, and it's very politically incorrect to say, look, every truth can be true. No, it can't be. Every truth cannot be true. By definition, there can only be one truth. It doesn't have to be mine. It doesn't have to be yours. But it does have to be one. There is a right and wrong when it comes to truth about the nature of reality. And I suggested to you that this is not peripheral. This is not a minor thing. This is the thing. You have to decide what to do with that before you can make your decisions about the minor elements of this. Let me explain what I mean. They've told us that there were many dying and rising gods, that Horus is the same as Krishna, is the same as Attis, the same as Mithras, and they're all the same as Jesus. Well, there's no evidence of that till about 150 AD, when a lot of these stories were changed. 150 AD, do you know how that's 120 something years after Jesus Christ lived and died? And I know that the truth movement has told us that Jesus never existed, which is ridiculous. I mean that in a very scientific way. They've told you flat out that there's no evidence for Jesus. They've never told you about the Roman historians, the Greek historians, the satirists, the Jewish historians. They've never told you about the literary works, all of which were, in a lot of cases, extremely anti-Jesus, anti-Christian. And it begs the question, if they hated this guy so much, and they were only in a short time period window where they could have easily known for at least more certain than we could, 1900 years later, they could have easily said, why do they even believe in this myth? The Christians made up a personality that never existed. No, they didn't say that. Time after time after time, historians that you're not allowed to know about said, he wasn't the Son of God. His miracles were parlor tricks. They had every excuse in the book, but they never, ever said he didn't exist. They tried every excuse in the book, contradicting themselves sometimes in the same sentence, trying to find a reason to explain away what happened. If these are historical accounts, then this guy would have made quite an impact. And that's what we find. That's the reason it spread like wildfire, because that's the reason people would go to be nailed to a stake and set on fire by their own free will, when all they had to do was say, no, he didn't exist. But they didn't. Why? It's because it's true. It's because he did exist. And that almost everybody that went to the stake had a chance to spare their life. So what I'm saying is, if they're lying to you, it doesn't matter. I'm not saying you have to believe what I believe, but you do have to deal with this issue, because it is central. You don't have to believe in Jesus, but if you want to be honest with yourself, you do have to reject him on a basis of an informed opinion. You can't just reject him anymore on just Michael Tesarian or Jordan Maxwell or Chari S. or David Icke saying he didn't exist, don't go look for it. He didn't exist. Zeitgeist told me he didn't exist. I don't have to worry about it. He didn't exist. I don't have to worry about it. He was the same as Horus. Everybody knows that. We all know that, don't we? Don't you know that? Yes. You know that? Yes. Look, that's it. All of us truthers know that he didn't exist. No. No. I'm not saying that everyone that has told you that is in on it by any means. This has been a very, very well-placed propaganda piece. After all, these Satanists have been in power for a long time. So, yet you can't use that. You can say, okay, well, he did exist. Okay, I can see that. It's not. I see that the most trained atheists in the debates don't argue that. I see that they have other arguments when they debate intelligent Christians. So maybe there is something to it. Okay. There was a guy named Jesus, and he did exist. Okay. And, okay, sure, it does seem like this mystery religion tried very, very hard to incorporate their sun worship into Christianity at about 125, 150 AD, which really started taking off about 400 AD, which became the Gnostic Catholic Church. Okay, I see the difference there, and I see that the Catholic Church killed more Christians than all the Roman emperors combined. I see that that's very well documented. The Catholic Church, if nothing else, kept extremely good records of their killings of Christians and why they did it. I also see that the Inquisitions, I can't believe anymore, were just running around killing witches, because they were started and ended with killing Christians that wouldn't believe the Gnostic version of Christianity, but instead believed what they were... The little parchments of piece of paper that they found or were given or bought with all their money. If the Bible is such a control mechanism, how come the Catholic Church for 1600 years made it illegal to read those parchments? How come all the masses were said in Latin? It was illegal to know what the Bible said. It wasn't until the 17th century that people started reading it and saying, hey, you know what? This says almost everything different than what you guys have been saying. So they broke off into what was called the Protestant Reformation. It was a good thing, but not as far of a break that they probably should have made. People say, well, the early church didn't believe in this or that. Well, that's because they didn't know. That's for a millennia and a half. Nobody knew. They only knew from those renegades that told us and then were burned, or they knew from what the Catholic Church told us. But that's why it was called the Dark Ages. Michael Tsarin has told us that the Bible was written by Akhenaten. This, of course, comes from Sigmund Freud. Sigmund Freud, not exactly an Egyptologist. Not exactly an anthropologist. Discredited mainly because of the time problem. A lot of people think that the mainstream historical timeline of Akhenaten fits more contemporary with what we would call David and Solomon's reign, which makes the point moot, but it doesn't really matter. Even if the timeline, the generally accepted Egyptian timeline, is accurate, you have the problem of Akhenaten's religion being only similar to Yahwehism in that they believe in one creator God. A theme that you would expect to hit often in ancient religions. But the similarities do indeed stop there. Atenism is completely devoid of ethical content. It was exactly the kind of religion you would expect from an ego-driven pharaoh. Akhenaten was a strange guy. He was the sole mediator between God and man. Akhenaten and Moses were extremely diametrically opposed. Henotheism versus monotheism. You're not supposed to look at those things. You're just supposed to believe. It all helps you believe that the Bible was written to control your mind. It helps you believe not to read it. Well, I'll tell you this. If you go read protocols for how to train an Illuminati, if you will, slave, how to program the personalities, read some of the protocols. Read some of the material from Svali or some of the material from Fritz Springmeier. Or check out Russ Dizdar. Russ is one of the only people that have successfully deprogrammed hundreds of multiples. Directly from the system, some of them just from covens, some of them very high-level military chosen ones, as they call them. The programming is very clear. They have programs that are called revulsion therapy. They have programs that make them, every time they open the Bible, feel nauseous, that they see the words backwards and upside down. They have had programs where, when they were children, they would have them tortured and beaten, and then they would tell them to call on Jesus, and then they would have an actor come in dressed as Jesus that would beat them and do awful, revulsive things to them. Then they would tell them to call on Satan, and Satan would come in and untie them and hug them and give them candy. These people are extremely concerned about how you view a man that lived 2,000 years ago. There's no way around that. There is no way around that. You can reject him and continue the way that you are, but you have to do it on the facts. If you are a real member of the truth movement, if you are a truth seeker, and not just a dogma seeker, not just a presupposition patter. People tell me that I'm dividing the truth movement. If you want to believe lies, then I am dividing that, because I don't want you to. All I want to do is warn people that they're being lied to, but what happens if the lie is something that they want? That's the problem here, is that what the New World Order wants you to believe, you also want to believe.